You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A recent photo from Michigan flew around the internet, a trail cam photo. It showed the rear end of a big dark furred something or another. Some believe that big critter was a Bigfoot, until a second photo from the same trail cam showed it was a bear. But that is not deterring the ongoing quest to find and photograph a Bigfoot, or if you will, Sasquatch. Rich Mayers with the Upper Peninsula Bigfoot Sasquatch Research Organization. Rich, your group's Facebook page says you're all about Bigfoot research and counseling without ridicule, and you're a no-kill, no-harm organization. So you're just trying to prove the existence of Bigfoot?
Correct. We're using the scientific method, getting different types of evidence and proving the existence without having a body.
So when you say using the scientific method, in what ways are you trying to prove the existence?
Just like when they went out and looked for the silverback gorillas and they had footprints, then they found different evidence, scat, different types of rocks used as tools, things like that. We're doing the same thing. We're out looking for footprints. We're looking for tree breaks. We're recording audio of different howls, things that don't quite fit where they should be.
And what got you into this, Rich?
What got me into this is I was honestly watching Finding Bigfoot one night, and then I was on the phone with my mother. My father had passed away about a year before this. She said, well, you know, that's part of the reason your dad had you in the woods all the time, is he knew there was something else there, but didn't know how to find it or explain it, so he was always looking. So I grew up in the woods. I was hunting, fishing, having a good time with my dad, all while he was looking for Bigfoot and not telling anybody.
Ah, so it's really in your blood.
Correct.
How many possible Bigfoot sightings are you personally aware of, Rich?
Possible sightings that I'm aware of? Well, I'm also an investigator for the BFRO, which is the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization. That's been in existence since 1995. Through them, I know that I have at least 13 ongoing investigations, plus the ones that come into my Facebook page, which is the Upper Peninsula Bigfoot Sasquatch Research Organization.
So when you say 13 ongoing investigations, somebody sees a track or thinks they see something, report that, and then that's when you begin to do the research.
Right. These are reports of either tracks, or I had these howls in the middle of the night. I was out on the edge of my yard, and there were rocks being thrown at me. And there's people that have things as small as a howl to, I had one run across the road in front of me.
People who have reported that. Have you ever had a moment where you have actually laid eyes on something where you went, whoa, that could be it?
I have had a lot of experiences that have built up over the years that have made me do it. But as far as actually seeing a clear picture or myself standing there and seeing something that's 100% Bigfoot, I have not. I have seen in Wisconsin, I've seen the phenomenon they call iGlow, where we were standing on one side of a field looking across it, and I saw what looked like it would have been about the brightness of two LED lights separated about where you would expect the eyes to be, that came on and then off like a blink, and then on and then off. I can't say 100% they were eyes, but that's what it felt like looking at them. I've also found tracks. I've found trees where the branches are broken, twisted around, and then pointed up the tree, which defies gravity and everything else that we know.
If a Bigfoot was ever to be caught, what would that mean to you?
What would it mean to me? It would mean that all of this time that myself and other researchers have been spending in the woods and looking, it would mean, hey, you guys aren't as crazy as everybody has said in the past.
And I notice, as your group's Facebook says, it's about Bigfoot research and counseling without ridicule. So I take it you probably have had to have a fair amount of, you know, people snickering over a beer or something when they find out it's what you do.
I've had people snicker over that. My wife is a 100% non-believer, but my stepdaughter is in the woods with me as often as she can be. She kind of leans both ways. And like I told her, I said, whether you believe in Bigfoot or not, I've got you out in the woods. You're learning different things because I'm teaching her different animal tracks and different signs and what to watch out for as far as when she's walking down a trail, if there's a dead tree that hangs over it, how to go around it or be safe around it.
You're passing along things your dad passed to you.
I am.
Now, I know you're getting ready to lead a weekend expedition in the Upper Peninsula for the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization. And my understanding is this is open to everyone?
Yes, it is a public expedition. All people need to do to sign up is go onto the BFRO's website, which is bfro.net, down about three quarters of the way on the page, there is a link that will take you to all the open expeditions because they're actually going on throughout the country. They go on year-round.
And I know it's October 20th to the 23rd. I can't think of a more beautiful place to be in October than going through the Upper Peninsula woods.
Yep, and the place we're going, we've had great success in the past. We've had people that have had a Class A sighting, which is they've physically seen the animal or the creature, however you want to talk about it. We've recorded wood knocks. We've recorded rock clacks. We've recorded howls, screams. We've found footprints in cast, and we found full trackways. So it's definitely a hot spot where we're going.
Rich, when you think of Bigfoot, in your mind, what is Bigfoot?
To me, I look at Bigfoot because there's so many different ways of looking at Bigfoot. I look at Bigfoot as it's a flesh and blood creature that has evolved right alongside of us. So they know how dangerous we are. So they've become really good at avoiding us.
Well, you can find the Upper Peninsula Bigfoot Sasquatch Research Organization just right there on Facebook. Lots more information. Rich Mayer, thank you so much for sharing your passion with us, and good luck with the hunt.
All right. Thank you.